Grocers go niche with their private labels. After working for years to develop broad lines of goods carrying their own names, grocers have recently been introducing private label products centered around highly specific themes, and sometimes available for only a short stretch of time. Last week, for example, Midwestern grocery wholesaler and retailer Spartan Nash rolled out a line of flavored butters under its Fresh and Finest by Our Family brand that will be in stores only through November. Spartan Nash's limited-time butter flavors include cinnamon, cowboy, bold, spicy and made for basting or grilling, garlic herb and truffle. Spartan Nash, which runs stores under banners including Family Fare, Martin's Supermarkets and D&W Fresh Market, talked up butter as an essential holiday ingredient, even conducting a survey that found U.S. shoppers use an average of 5 sticks of butter for baking and cooking during the winter holiday season. Also last week, Albertsons revealed on its blog that it has come out with ready-to-use herb blends under its O Organics brand that incorporate flavors associated with certain parts of the world and are refrigerated so they will not quickly spoil. The herbs come in varieties that reflect Italy, oregano, rosemary and thyme, Mexico, cilantro, bay leaves and oregano, Asia, lemongrass, chives and cilantro, and the Mediterranean region, oregano, dill, parsley and mint. Natural Grocers has also concentrated on beefing up its portfolio of private label items used in cooking. On November 7, the specialty grocer debuted several organic cooking oil varieties, including avocado oil and extra virgin olive oil sprays, as well as an avocado and olive oil blend. In August, Kroger brought out a trio of snacks tied to football under its namesake brand. The retailer's championship collection, which was available for a limited time, included 3 flavors: pigs in a blanket, mozzarella sticks and buffalo wing. Grocers have been bolstering their private label offerings as shoppers have shown increased interest in buying store-branded products. Consumers are particularly drawn to private label items because they associate them with offering good value and costing less, and nearly half of shoppers are very likely to lean towards store brands even if grocery prices decline, according to survey data released earlier in 2025 by FMI, the Food Industry Association. In a report published in September, FMI said 86% of retailer and manufacturer executives it surveyed intend to at least moderately increase their investments in private brands over the next 2 years.